If you've ever been interested in Johannesburg, you want to know what the city is all about, and you want to maybe think about some of its hidden gems. We spoke earlier about Hitler's typewriter that belongs to ABSA. Perhaps you want to go to the school that has a monument to John F. Kennedy. Or you want to know where Johannesburg's secret waterfall is, or even the rocks in Observatory Ridge, which are magnetic. Well, then, we have just the book for you. It is, in fact, called Secret Johannesburg, and we've got co-author of the book, Lisa Johnson, on the line. Lisa, welcome to Chai FM. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
So it's a fairly recently produced book, only in the last 6 months or so. What inspired you to write a book such as this?
Well, I've always been inspired by Johannesburg, and it's kind of a topic I've written about quite a lot, particularly when I was working for Getaway magazine a number of years ago. I guess it's the sort of book I would have liked to have write on my off my own back, but I was actually approached by the publisher, Jongleurs Publishing. And they asked me if I'd like to write the book. At the time, I was very busy, so I spoke to Claire Bell, who then became the co-author of the book.
Now, one of the features, I think, of this particular book is you really do dig below the surface of some of the standard attractions in Johannesburg. And it's very clear that research has gone quite deeply into, you know, what the book says or claims, which is Secret Johannesburg. So how did that research process go? How did you manage to find all these bizarre places, which I can say, you know, as someone who's interested in this topic, I didn't know existed?
Absolutely. So the premise behind the book is that it's an insider's guide. It is designed for people in Johannesburg and people who know about Johannesburg, and obviously people who don't. It can also be of interest too. But it started off quite slowly. What we, you know, we had a lot of input from the Heritage Society, which was fantastic. We started speaking to champions of Joburg, architects, people who just knew about Joburg, academics, artists, and from there it kind of steamrolled, and we just ended up getting more and more. By the time we actually got down to putting the book together, we actually had a lot more secrets than have appeared in the book.
That's absolutely fascinating. Was there any particular site that stood out for you while you were doing all this research, and suddenly something popped up and you're like, oh wow, I didn't know that we had one of those?
You know, I think you mentioned Hitler's typewriter earlier. That was a real revelation to me. I think there's so many. I mean, I think something that I really love and that I frequently go back to is the Cecily Sash mosaic, which is on Rahima Musa Street. And, you know, the first time I saw it was actually buried or hidden behind a whole lot of boxes. And it's really a fantastic mosaic, and I love visiting the Ethiopian Quarter. It's interesting. It really is like stepping into another country, and you can get a great meal for very little money.
Now, I think Joburg is, I think, is part of our DNA. Even, you know, it's a young city, a city that's been demolished and rebuilt several times. It's fast moving. It's all about the commercial aspect. Do you think Joburg is quite bad when it comes to heritage, or are we getting better in this way?
I think we're really bad, actually. I think there are a few champions and people who really love the heritage of Johannesburg and are great fans of Johannesburg. But I think, you know, those people are fighting a big fight against the developers. There isn't actually too much regard for Johannesburg's heritage in the bigger picture. I don't think there's much regard for the heritage. And, you know, I suppose it's because there's so many influences on that heritage, but it's a pity, really, because we have a beautiful city.
Now, one of the other things which... We just missed you there. But one of the other things that tends to impact on, I think, Johannesburg and, you know, the sense of the place is obviously crime. A lot of the places that you've detailed in the book are places where I think tourists who are looking at Joburg certainly, but maybe just average Joburgers might not go on a certain day because of their work commitments or whatever. Was that an issue in researching the book and then sort of, you know, putting it out there into the public that there was a safety element?
You know, yes, and this is a question I've been asked a lot, and obviously there is crime in Johannesburg. Personally, I find the more that I spend time in the city, the less sort of afraid I am, but you obviously have to be pretty sussed. And, you know, particularly in this instant, I was carrying a, you know, an expensive camera into the city. And I was very aware that made me even more vulnerable. But having said that, there are a lot of fantastic, tours. There are loads of people who are doing tours around Johannesburg. So what I did in a lot of the cases is I'd go just in and suss things out, and then I would actually join the tour when I went to take photographs, which was my way to feel safe, carrying expensive equipment around.
Oh, I mean, I was actually going to ask, that was going to be my next question. There seems to be this cottage industry of tours popping up. You can do food tours and spice tours and building tours and apartheid tours, all sorts of things. Is that something that sort of grew up as you were researching the book? It seems to be something new.
I think quite a few of the people have been around for a while, but you asked about the heritage, and I think there is actually an interest or a resurgence of interest in Johannesburg and its history among a certain niche of people. And that would kind of probably be why there is a lot more of this tourism. I think Johannesburg's also becoming more of a destination for international travelers. You know, certainly a while ago it was kind of the place you stopped by on your way to Cape Town, but now it's actually becoming a destination in itself. And I think that's thanks to a lot of the sort of new developments like Mabuning and Newtown, et cetera. So I think there is an interest in the city, but as you mentioned, crime, I think people are still wary of doing these things alone. And I think the tours are a really excellent way of experiencing the city, feeling safe, getting to know it, and then, you know, walking the streets on your own when you feel confident enough and when you know the area better.
And what has been the reaction to the book so far?
We've had really positive reaction. I mean, I think as a writer, you always, it's a weird thing, but I'm almost kind of surprised when people have actually read something I've written. And we've had fantastic responses. You know, people are very excited. We've had great reviews. We are looking at doing a second edition. So hopefully that will happen in the next year or so. And yeah, I haven't had a negative comment.
That's excellent. Now, I completely discovered your book by mistake. I was at a restaurant. I went to the toilet. There was someone else in the toilet. So I looked at a book on the thing, and then I suddenly found your book. Ideally, perhaps it's not the best way to distribute. If people want to get hold of it, where can they find it?
It is online. It's a little bit more expensive online. I don't quite understand why. I think it's got something to do just with the exchange rate, et cetera. One of the pieces in the book is the Atelier at 44 Stanley. They have copies of the book. It's available at Exclusive Books, some of the Exclusive Books, certainly the Airport Exclusive Books. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you can order it, yeah, you can order it online through Take A Lot and through Exclusive Books, etc.
Okay, fantastic. So there, if you want to go have a look at the book, Lisa Johnson, the co-author of Secret Johannesburg, thank you so much for being on the Overdrive on Chai FM.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you so much. And a great book there if you want to get a sense of Joburg. Trust me, you think you know the city. Even if you don't think you know the city, it will surprise you. So I would definitely recommend.